presenting, that'd be very kind of you.
I think we've printed 300,000, and they are being distributed around a number of different sources, that routes that you would expect. So there's a lot for the media, for both at national and at local level. We obviously want to give them to everybody involved in preparations for the Pope's visit, whether that's on the government side, on the local authority side, or in our own circles. We want to try and get them to opinion formers, so we're going to distribute them around the diplomatic corps and various other places like that. And many will be available in every parish in the country over the next weekend or so. Yes, Anna.
Anna Arco, Catholic Herald. Does this come as a response to the papal visit memo, the Foreign Office memo, or was this planned before?
Oh, we started doing this quite some months ago. Yeah. Though I hope they will be made available in the Foreign Office.
Edward Rennie, Premier Christian Radio. What would you say to Protestant communities in this country, who, many of which, if not openly hostile, are somewhat sceptical of the Pope, and not really sure what it's about? I mean, above and beyond what you've already said, is there any part of the booklet which particularly you feel is a very good expression, particularly to those of Protestant, evangelical, and perhaps more liberal Protestants?
Okay. I mean, obviously, the chapter where they could start would be, why are there so many different Christian churches? And that addresses directly, if you like, the tradition and the achievements of ecumenism in this country over the last 30 years. But what I would want to say to them more directly is that Pope Benedict is somebody who understands that discipleship of Christ is always lived under the Word of God. And his own study of the Gospels in particular, and his first book about Jesus of Nazareth, and the second volume of that, which is to come out before too long, indicates how central in his life, in his prayer, and in his theology is the Word of God. And that would be the point that I would want to make most of all. Thank you.
Mark from the PA. I wanted to ask, you appear to confirm Coventry Airport as only one of the big open air masses in the book. I've read that Longbridge car park is under consideration. I just wanted to clarify that.
The plans that we have on the table involve Coventry Airport. These will be looked at, and clarity will be there by the end of next week. You've had one go.
Bill Badler, Church Times. Cardinal Newman needs a miracle to be beatified and two miracles to become a saint, as I understand it. The NHS is the biggest employer in the UK and beloved by millions of people. It produces wonderful healings every day, many bordering on, if not in fact, miracles. Will the Holy Father affirm the sacred nature of the NHS, and will he bless it?
The way in which a miracle is determined and declared by the Catholic Church starts with sound medical evidence taken at least a two, if not a three-stage process, that a cure has no medical explanation. So there is, before we even get to consider whether this is a miracle or not, there is an inexplicable cure. So in a way, that takes the Church's understanding of miracle in a very strict and literal sense, and in a way it takes it outside the excellent care and excellent results that medical science and practice often do produce. There is no doubt that the Church holds in high esteem all those who exercise that care and acquire and exercise medical skill. And there is no doubt that the National Health Service is immensely appreciated by many people in this country. Whether the Holy Father would address those things directly is not for me to know. But I know he will appreciate the skill and the dedication and the work of all concerned with the care of the sick. Thank you, Bill. Just please.
Yes, Christine Davis, Twinkle Mind at the Times. I just wondered whether you might tell us who will be coming in the papal visit party next week.
I'm not sure it's for me to say, but a party came. When did the first time they came?
February, just the protocol time.
Pardon?
It's just the protocol time.
Yeah. They came in February and they're coming back again, see how we've got on. And it is essentially, Alex told me, a protocol team. So in other words, a team that looks at every bit of the movement of the Holy Father, who he meets, where he goes, what the overall purpose of the visit will be. There are also other strands of communication between the Bishops' Conference and the Holy See on liturgy and on the kind of background information the Holy See want to prepare the addresses of the Holy Father. So, but this is largely movement, logistics, protocol. Okay. Robert.
Robert Pickett, BBC. You said to the Archbishop that Coventry Airport was the plan you were working on. It seemed a bit of a less than ringing endorsement of that as the place where the beatification will take place. That's the first thing I'd like to just clarify with you. And secondly, has there been a cost overrun in the plans? I know you were expecting the Church's contribution to be around the order of £7 million. Is that still the case?
Robert, forgive me for doing this, but before you came... I put out a couple of dates that were significant. I went back to the Queen's speech on the 25th of May because that established very clearly a state visit. Secondly, I pointed to the 7th of June when Lord Patton took up his appointment as the personal representative of the Prime Minister for organising this. So we now have a very clear point of contact, a decisive point of contact with government. And it's in that context that costs and things are being discussed. And then I also said that this preparatory party would be here next week, and it'd be by the end of next week, other matters that will be very clear. And the fourth point I made was that the detailed itinerary of the Pope will be made public 2 months before his visit. And that was always the expectation. So we're not late or anything. That was the clear expectation from the beginning that 2 months beforehand there would be a detailed itinerary. Now, to respond to your questions, what is clear is that the Catholic community carries the costs of those things which are proper to it because, if you like, of the manifestations of Catholic faith that are part of this state visit. What is equally clear is that the government funds a state visit in its movement and in its security. We are intending and hoping to fulfil our side of those obligations within the budget that we have already established. But there are still things to be made clear, but that process is now moving forward very well and very quickly, since there is in place somebody with whom we can have decisive discussions.
Can I just very briefly follow up on that? That suggests to me that you're not really clear yet as to whether £7 million will meet your part.
It is our intention to operate within that budget, but there are still things to be clarified and decided, and that will in part involve the group coming from Rome.
And so on the Coventry Airport, we will have an answer.
Yeah,
2 months
shortly. No. You'll have an answer before then. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cheers. Next, please.
Austin Avery, American Magazine. I know that you can't give numbers until the arrangements are finalised, and a lot's going to depend on these negotiations. But there has been quite a lot of speculation about the numbers that are expected or anticipated or desired for Coventry Airport and Hyde Park, the two big public events. In principle, is it your view that you want Catholics to turn out in large numbers at those events and in general during the visit? Or do you prefer that this be a more limited event in that sense?
I think the visit to the Pope in response to the invitation of the Queen is a really very significant moment for this country. People that I speak to recognise that as a society we are entering into a period, and maybe a prolonged period, which is going to be difficult. And in times of difficulty, we need all the inner resources that we can muster. And the resource of religious faith is a crucially important one for giving society stability and generosity, especially in times of financial constraint. People recognise that, and therefore they recognise the importance and sensitivity of the message of the Pope, who, as I say, will wish to say that faith in God is not a problem, but it's a gift to be received. Therefore, Catholics will support the Pope tremendously, because they will recognise how important this is. And there are many ways in which Catholics can give their support, through their prayers, through their financial contributions. And my impression is that the collection that we had on Pentecost Sunday has gone better than we expected. And also through their presence. And therefore there will be all sorts of occasions in which Catholics can give the Pope their visible support by their presence. And that will be those big events, and also on the routes through the cities which the Pope will take in the Pope Mobile. And again, my impression from authorities in the cities is that they anticipate big turnouts. They anticipate big turnouts and will make generous provision for people to see the Pope when he is in the major cities. Okay. Curiosity satisfied? Anna, you wanted a second question.
Oh, it's been answered.
It's been answered. Any? Yes, please.
You've already touched upon this already, I'm sure you'll say you have, but Hyde Park, there's a discussion about whether you'd actually booked it yet. I'm sure it's become clearer.
I'm puzzled by that comment, actually. Yeah.
You might have seen it in the press that there was some...
Yes, I saw it in the press, but I'm puzzled by it. I'm puzzled by the comment.
No,
by the comment in the press that it's not booked. I don't understand that.
So it has been booked?
Well, that we're planning to have a vigil on the Saturday evening in Hyde Park, and permission and everything has been given, yes.
Thanks.
Okay. Good. Well, I commend this book to you. I hope it will serve you well in the next few weeks. I hope we'll get it circulated. If you've got more than one copy, leave it in the taxi when you get out. It was suggested to me we ought to give one of these to every cabbie in London as the best way of getting things talked about. But that might be more difficult to achieve than to think. Thank you all very much indeed. And there is a great, great deal to look forward to. And I'm sure that these days in September will be quite remarkable, quite historic in the life of our country at this time. Thank you very much indeed.